Hi, we're Bros Grim Punk.
When you're 20, 21 years old, whoever's delivering that pizza, the kid's a punk. You know what I mean? Everybody's a punk at that age. And like, yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? It's pizza. Just eat it.
Listening to the BGP, formerly known as the Brothers Grim Punkcast. And I have with me tonight
the Mad Axe. Man,
back in action.
It has been tough to get together, man. What the hell?
I told you, it would just take one little wrinkle, man, and we'd be all fucked up.
That wrinkle being life, I guess.
Yeah.
Too many birthdays in October. We got too many damn sports. I brought that up last time, I think. But anyway, hanging in there, trying to make one song a month, right? That's the goal.
Did we ever turn out with a banger for this special episode right here? We've been hitting you with the half-hour shows lately, but not in the next couple weeks. We have two theme shows next couple weeks.
That's right. Today, October 9th, International Beer and Pizza Day, pays homage to one of the most iconic food and drink combinations on planet Earth. This was actually originally your idea. You were the one that told me about International Beer and Pizza Day.
Yeah. It goes get punk and beer and pizza go together like shepherd's pie and peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots, of course. The famous
riffed on that one.
The famous SLC punk line, right?
Yeah. But,
so yeah, we had the classic "We Like Beer," right?
You just heard "We Like Beer" by Brothers Grimm Punk.
That was the old wave file, so hopefully it hits a little.
It will hit a little harder. The wave files hit harder.
It's weird how if you don't listen to a song for a couple months, it's like a brand new song again.
Oh, and yeah, you're, man, like, that, oh, song, my God, rips.
This is fucking awesome.
You just, if we were scatterbrained as usual, you just heard Brothers Grimm Punk, "We Like Beer." We played it back on episode 405. This is 419 if you're counting. All beer and pizza themed songs, and it's definitely an hour long without even trying.
Oh, man, I can imagine there was a plethora of options available for you.
As usual, check out the Brothers Grimm podcast every Wednesday over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com and over at Ripper Radio. Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Cali time as well. Just heard the Brothers Grimm, the BGP right there with "We Like Beer." Before that was the legendary Pennsylvania's "Common Enemy" with "Pizza the Hut." That's not catching the lyrics, just listening to it, but I think it's an ode to like Jabba the Hutt, kind of like basically pieces killing you slice by slice. I think I'm wrong, but that's off the Brain Dead EP. Morbid Obesity before that did "Art of Pizza," a little lo-fi-ish thing right there. That was off of the Feastography. And Sacred Tomato, California's "Beer Junkies," the band before Ass Backwards, did "Beer Me" to start the show. Perfect, off of their 2012 demo.
And as always, check out the YouTube playlist. Put together a new one just for the show, Pizza Punks.
There's
a badass song called Pizza Punks that you should listen to. But also check out the beer list. Go together like...
Like pops and beer. Rice, like rice and beer.
Let's get to that new song.
Oh, man, this song, dude. We got the D-beat sound going now. We got a good formula, everybody. Brothers Grimm Punk. Remember, go check out our Bandcamp page. This is a brand new one we put together. Well, it's mostly the Mad Axe's genius. But you have all the old Bros Grimms themselves, Rant and Stanton, El Matador, DD, and Mad, all doing a little chorus and backup action here. So
originally in the Accidents, check that out on our Bandcamp page. Yeah, this is a little reminiscing, man. We used to jam at the Pizza Parlor.
Pizza Parlor, yes. Ranton was the manager, and his big brother owned the Pizza Parlor. So we got to jam all night long, the glory days.
And I've just been thinking lately, man, take me back to the Pizza Parlor, right?
Goddamn right.
It's freaking awesome just to play music till 3 a.m. and that's all you cared about. You
know? Not have to worry about much. Without further ado, here we go. Take Me Back to the Pizza Parlor by the BGP.
Take me back.
Savior from the death of Tom.
Pizza's from Chicago.
Hurry up, don't put a cop.
All we want is all we need. It is all we want is all we need. It is all we want is one more beer to teach the world to sing in harmony.
Eating can resolve this racial tension.
Anarchy. How's that working out for you?
And the manners of a goat.
You're the one who could use a lesson in manners.
Well, not from you, Whiskey Breath.
Broken bones, shedding faces. History seem to erase us. Feel strong as chest and face. We're getting worse as we age. There is cold, empty places. We can go and pull at our aces. Time has come, but we're still here. Fuck the world, but we're gonna drink a beer.
Bear! And bones! Brothers Grimm Punkcast sucks.
I don't want any pizza!
What's up, this is Man from Common Enemy, and you're listening to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Pizzería El Rapidín.
Debemos entregar estas pizzas a cualquier parte en 5 minutos o menos. ¡Ey, ey! ¡No solo cerca de aquí, a cualquier parte! ¡Eres un cabeza de alcornoque! ¡Perezoso, bueno para nada, saco de patatas! Si esperas ganar buenas propinas, enormes, inmensas, cuantiosas propinas... ¡Tendrás que entregar estas pizzas en 5 minutos o menos! 5 minutos o menos equivale a enormes, inmensas y cuantiosas propinas. 5 minutos a cualquier parte, enormes, inmensas propinas. ¿Me has entendido?
Sí, papi, sí.
Soy el repartidor de pizza, toda hora, a toda prisa. Soy el repartidor de pizza, dame propina, toma tu pizza. Soy el repartidor de pizza, a toda hora, a toda prisa. Soy el repartidor de pizza, dame propina, toma tu pizza. Yo siempre supe que sería mi lugar, pero la estrella del reparto mundial. Soy más rápido si voy a entregar, y nadie nunca me puede adelantar. En cosa de minutos estoy en tu hogar, con una pizza para saborear. En mi cacharro te la voy a dejar, y con esa propina yo me voy a quedar. Soy el repartidor de pizzas, a toda hora, a toda prisa. Soy el repartidor de pizzas, dame propina, toma tu pizza. Soy el repartidor de pizzas, a toda hora, a toda prisa. Soy el repartidor de pizzas, soy el repartidor.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast, beer and pizza.
I know, I think I'm going to have both of those tomorrow. Or today, yeah. Whatever. Whenever. Yeah. It's going to be on my mind now.
We're riffing on this one, so haven't got to cracking a beer yet, but I'm definitely doing that very soon.
We usually script these out, right? But
we're completely riffing, but we're here, we're doing it, hour-long show. And we don't want to cut too many of these out because we got a ton of music to play for you here. That was a weird one we just closed that off with. The Pizza Boys did Soy El Repartidor de Pizzas off of A La Mierda con Papa John's. That's from 2021. Before that was Face Up to It did Pizza Boxes and Duct Tape off their 2011 EP. The Migraines before that did I Don't Want to Eat Pizza off of Young, Gifted, and Fast 2017. the Hammercocks. Before that, did Beer and Bones off of Shit No Sale Compilation Volume 2 from 2012. Get over at Bandcamp. The Good Old Vandals did Pizza Tran off of Fear of a Punk Planet from 2014. I guess they did a little free show in Minnesota.
The Vandals did?
Yeah, I think it was last night or tonight. Or Josh Fries is the drummer for the good old Foo Fighters now, so wonder who was their drummer.
I think he's the drummer for many bands, right?
Yeah, but drummer for many bands, what he's doing is, you know, Foo Fighters are like on tour. They do like 8 shows a night or something like that still.
Stadium rock.
Yeah. Good old Guttermouth made its way back into the playlist over here at the Brothers Grimm, the old house band for the Bros Grimm. Guttermouth, that was Can't We All Just Get Along at the Dinner Table from Friendly People, 1994.
Welcome everybody to my table.
Pizza's from Chicago.
Oh, love it.
And Bros Grimm Punk started it out with a little reminiscing of the Pizza Parlor days, where we used to jam constantly. We were going to be bigger than Green Day. Never happened. There's a lot of odes in there to... We used to have the local party hounds stop by the pizza parlor every now and then and tell us, give us their suggestions on how we should be doing shit.
They would tell us how to play the songs. They would tell us how to sing the songs.
Yeah, but sing it like this!
We just weren't hardcore enough, I guess.
Maybe
we're trying now. We're trying now, right?
I think we should have taken their advice.
God, imagine if Dan Herringshaw could somehow stumble upon our show.
I've told him about it in the past. Next time I see him, I'll tell him we gave him a big shout out to Dan in our latest and greatest song.
Shit, man, have him sing it into his phone.
We will. I will. And come on, we're breaking barriers in the punk podcasting. Get out of here. Go over to Instagram, Punkbot. You know, give us a like and a follow. I mean, come on.
You send me like 6 new quote unquote punk casts a week, so not like there's any competition out there. Brothers Grimm Punkcast.blogspot.com for all the links to, where you can find us, which is Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, I think even on the old Podbean.
The most important thing, get the Brothers Grimm Punkcast set list over there. All the links are there. You know the drill, everybody.
Right, right.
We have, we always play new music. Here's a block of new stuff. And not all, I'm stretching it on this, just to put, we've got to put some new stuff in. Couldn't find many beer and pizza themed songs that we haven't already played, so a couple of these stretch it, but Upset Conditions from Indiana shared a new one with us. This is Human Error, Upset Condition tapes from Indiana. This is Human Error doing Bleed You Dry off of God's First Mistake, brand new. Get it over at Bandcamp. A lot of frustration, 'cause all our fucking trips are in another fucking nation.
I'm gonna go. out. Unbelievable. You got a Dusty Beaver here, Ranger.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that.
I'm not a vegan. I'm going to eat some meat somewhere. Yeah, if you want to save the planet, kill yourself and one less person.
let your mother smell that beer in your breath. She'll take it out on me.
Too much is not enough. Can't stop. Can't turn it off. Too much is not enough. Can't stop. Can't turn it off. No such thing as moderation in my world. It's something that I cannot achieve. There's no such thing. It's just one drink. I know the truth of what I mean to say.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast, shredding through the apocalypse. That was all brand new stuff you can get over at Bandcamp. Not many that fit the theme for this week, beer and pizza, but this Rum Kicks band from South Korea we just played. We played them last week. They had a song that fit the show perfectly this week. Drinking Every Day off their new one, Born Rude. Before that, from Everyone Records, One Drink from Attic Brain off their demo 2023. And
said some,
go together.
Some of it was a stretch.
Yeah. Gorilla Knife Fight did Two Hands on the Railing, which he talks about beer in the lyrics. And I am not sure how, maybe I'm not as computer tech savvy as I thought, but if I search in my downloads, if I search beer, it will pop up songs that have beer in the lyrics. I don't know how, I'm not sure how it does it, but Pulse de la Mort before that from Spain did No Es Un Trabajo. That's you know, remember last week we had another work related song that was off of Pido Danza Batista Basitia. Man, I just butchered that all.
Ouch.
Yeah. Human Dog Food from France before that did No Regrets, and you heard some beer lyrics in there. That's off the album the same name. Sasu before that from Malaysia did Good Times. off of their 2023 EP. That, you know, Good Times. We started out with a new one from us, Take Me Back, and those were all so many good times there. ANF, we're going to play them, and they did a Capitalist Casualties cover before that with that was Worker off of their new split with Turtle Rage from Germany. Man, that's coming up in a couple episodes. Just shreds, old Turtle Rage. And Human Air, a brand new one from Upset Conditions Tapes from Indiana. Go over there.
Why didn't we ever make pizzas when we were jamming? too much work, I guess.
Yeah, it was too. I remember it being. I mean, it actually is a lot of work to make a pizza. You know, you got dirty about everything. So yeah, we did.
I just remember eating pickles and cheese.
Yeah, we did. We tore up the pickles and cheese, man, with a little bit of mustard.
Maybe that was
awesome. And you know, we had such a good thing going. I think that was it too. We didn't want to.
Oh yeah, we didn't want to push the limits.
We didn't want to push the limits and piss Big Brother Brian off.
Which we probably did anyway. But.
We did anyways, of course. But it was funny, the sheriff would come by and there was nothing he could do because we were in a commercial zone jamming. So
yeah, back then, kind of like our, you know, fuck the cops kind of thing. You know, yeah. Even though we weren't really doing anything, we weren't
too anarchist.
Weren't causing really any trouble, but. We felt like we were.
Let's shred one more set of pizza and beer themed songs. Here we go with the Wankies, UK's Wankies. I love this band, man. We're gonna try to make some Wankies style songs too. You can't beat this guitar and shit. This is Beer and Fuck off of Weapons of Musical Destruction 8-inch.
Don't get your hopes up too high there.
Double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude.
We'll be right back.
listen, Hitler, there's no German beer here, so move along.
What a smart-ass kid you are. Boy.
You need to loosen up. Have a beer.
I'm
All right, let's wrap it up over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast Beer and Pizza Special.
Think we've possibly done enough damage on this one. Oh, but we do want to say, what's the next episode?
It's episode 420, and of course you can't have a 420 show without doing a 420 show. That'd be stupid.
So we already have a little primer on the YouTube page, got a little marijuana set list going, but
we're gonna have a 420 show. It's just got a bunch of rippers in it lined up.
Is that gonna be a half hour?
No, it's a full hour. Just rip. I have 37 songs queued up. It's just gonna shred your head, and it will be fun. So tune in next week for the Bros Grimm 420 special.
I think you said
it's a banger.
Something about the crust punk bands love their weed.
No, the grind bands, man.
Yeah.
They love their weed.
When I was searching on YouTube, it kind of matched that.
Yeah, we're gonna have a bunch of grindy songs and just a bunch of shredders. You just heard. We got Fear in the background. You had the Alpha Boys in the background last time, of course. Another one from good old Pantzig right there. From Wellsville Records. I think that was last week, too. We played Chicago's Pantzig did Pizza Punks from Mars off of the Right to Remain Stupid.
That band does some awesome covers. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Screeching Weasel cover.
Fucking great. We could play them every episode. Santa Cruz did some hardcore before that. Pizza Punks off the Smartest Band in the Fucking World from 2011. Dos Latale before that. That's way wrong. That was Punk Pizza Party from We're Still Pissed Volume 3 from 2008. Go over to Archive and get the We're Still Pissed volumes. They're all still there. It's fucking great. Oakland's Vankman did one from back in 2015. That was Pizza off the Slumber Party. Good old Pizza Tramp before that did There's Been a Murder off of Grand Relapse from 2019. Facepalm Nation before that did Pizza Planet off their split with Jigsaw Puzzle and the Two Gallaghers from 2020. Mind of Asia before that did Beer, Beer, Beer off of Small Elephant and a Large Forest from Sound Pollution 2008. And the Wankies shredded to start that one out with a ripper.
Fucking, I love it. Beer and pizza. How can you go wrong?
You can't. I mean, pizza's almost like Mexican food as far as, hey, you want to get a pizza? Of course.
Well, I think I said in the coffee episode,
you said
there's two things I can't turn down, beer and coffee, right? If someone's like, you want a beer? Sure. Want some coffee? Sure.
Pizza's almost like, pizzas, yeah. Hey, we got, you know, here's a few extra slices here. All right. Like donuts. You can't pass a donut up.
You always hear that, but do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Fuck yeah, man. Sriracha, pineapple, ranch. Oh, God, you got to dip the shit in ranch, too.
Yeah, one of my sons can't eat it without ranch.
I'm hungry now for some pizza.
Three ranches.
And it's funny that Brian's Pizza, where we jammed, got bought out by Stonefire Pizza, and they sell the same pizza. The crust.
Oh, like the same. Oh, it tastes the
same.
It's the same recipe. Wow.
Lake County has some authentic tasting pizza that really I've only tasted in Lake County. Just keeping tradition alive. Larson's from way back in the Larson days.
Oh man, now you're going way back. Take me back to Larson's Pizza. That'll be the 30-second alternative.
When video games were literally a quarter still.
Playing Street Fighter for a quarter.
And I think pizza was actually $5. A little mini pizza.
Back when gas was $1 a gallon.
77 cents a gallon.
Not quite that cheap, but you get the point.
We're going to cool it down and close it out like we usually do over here at the Brothers Grimm Podcast with NOFX, good old NOFX, doing 13 Stitches. This song, it shreds. It's off of The War on Errorism 2003.
What the hell are those guys going to do once they aren't making millions on their farewell tour?
Apparently they're going to be retired and
I don't know. Rap albums or whatever.
Fat Mike's going to be doing his strung out thing and fucking... Keep fighting the good fight, punkers. It's us against the world.
Long live punk.
The first time I saw the Descendants, they were the fastest band I'd ever seen. No one in the crowd really cared for them. We were waiting for the Alley Cats to play. After a couple months, I heard Kabuki Girl on Rodney on the Rock late Sunday night. That was enough for me. I hopped the bus to Licorice Pizza and bought my all-time favorite record. The next time I went to the Whiskey, it was DOA with millions of dead cops. The latter band played faster than I could believe, but the song sounded the same and kinda sucked. Except John Wayne was a Nazi, and Joey Shithead was a drunk. Then John Macias beat some hippie to a pulp, 'cause having long hair was a mistake. The third time I went to the hospital, I needed 13 stitches in my head. I managed to catch about 6 songs of ill repute, then some suicidal threw me into a post. My girlfriend started to cry, 'cause we had to leave before DRI played 50 lousy songs. My blood-stained shirt smelled of puff cigarettes, but it sure looked pretty cool after a wash.
You've been listening to, you've been writing to, you've been watching to
Brothers Grimm Punk. Yeah.
Poser.
Let me just explain this to you. It was my instinct to react that way because you punched my friend.
I'm the bouncer for the band. It's my job.
Yes, but this is a punk show, and mayhem in punk shows, it's like peas and carrots. You know, it's common for a guy to jump on stage and then he jumps right off again. Look, I'm really sorry about the beating, and I hope the rest of your stay in America is more pleasant.